Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you for free. In fact, you get to control the content of the site. Whatever it is you see online you want to share with our other listeners, share with us. You just submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com, and then others get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most liked, make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive and enjoy it. freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
So, much to discuss on the table. Of course, you may put whatever you'd like on the table here, and that is the point of this program. But to start things out tonight, not the DEA. We can talk about the DEA, but there's another triple-letter agency that is bad news as well, the ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. In many cases, we talk about how force has consequences that in many ways can be very predictable. Sometimes, I don't know if the government bureaucrats are able to predict them. For them, they might be considered unintended consequences. But it just all depends on what exactly we're looking at. And in this case, we're looking at an ATF program that was designed supposedly to stop the flow of guns to Mexican drug cartels. Well, turns out, according to
CBS, just about every government agency is either ineffective or, in fact, does the opposite of what it was that they had hoped to do.
Turns out, according to CBS News, well, the opposite has occurred. Keeping American weapons from getting into hands of Mexican gangs is the goal of a program called Project Gunrunner. But critics say it's doing exactly the opposite.
Running guns.
CBS News investigative correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports from back in December, the place, a dangerous smuggling route in Arizona not far from the border, a special tactical border squad, was on patrol when gunfire broke out and Agent Brian Terry was killed. Kent, Brian's brother, said that he was my only brother, and that was the only brother I had. I'm lost. The assault rifles found at the murder were traced back to a U.S. gun shop. Where they came from and how they got there is a scandal so large, some insiders say it surpasses the shootout at Ruby Ridge and the deadly siege at Waco. To understand why, it helps to know something about Project Gunrunner, an operation run by the ATF, the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. See, Project Gunrunner deployed new teams of agents to the southwest border. The idea, to stop the flow of weapons from the U.S. to Mexico's drug cartels. But in practice, sources tell ABC or CBS rather News that the ATF's actions had the opposite result. They allegedly facilitated the delivery of thousands of guns into criminal hands. CBS News wanted to ask ATF officials about the case, but
no comment.
That's right. They
we do not comment on ongoing investigations because we do not really work for you. We are not beholden to the press or the American people. And if you don't like it, you can take it and stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
Yeah. Well,
thank you. Have a nice day.
That's pretty much the way it is. I mean, they don't say those
words. These people are not your government. If they were your government, they would work for you.
They'd be accountable.
You are their citizens, their slaves, their subjects.
Yeah. So they apparently were able to speak to six veteran ATF agents and executives involved, as in people that formerly with the bureaucracy. They don't want to be quoted, though, by name, for fear of retaliation. Now, what kind of retaliation are they afraid of? Like their pension getting cut off, do you think?
Three times as many whistleblower lawsuits or whatever. The Obama administration has cracked down three times as much as the previous administrations on whistleblowers. So these people have every reason to fear. Every reason.
You're talking about possible criminal charges?
Who knows? They'll do anything that they want. Yeah. They're the government. If they don't have a crime that fits, they'll just kind of make one fit. They'll lever it in and give you all kinds of... It doesn't matter whether you're innocent or guilty. You'll still spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars defending yourself. I mean, if that's not punishment enough...
Well, you know, when I see retaliation, it could mean anything. It could mean something within the system, like you're saying, some sort of trumped-up charge that's brought against them officially. But it could also mean more significant outside of the system consequences. Because remember, you're talking about people who are dealing with drug cartels. And this is the kind of level of corruption we're talking about. This isn't just your average group of city bureaucrats that's like skimming money off the top or
how many of these people
giving contracts out
in this agency have done this undercover work within these cartels, have been dealing with gun runners, working as gun runners. I mean, it doesn't take too long in a world where people kill people that disagree with them, you know, to kind of get that mindset. Oh, I could take care of this guy. He's snitching on us, no problem.
So the following are the allegations on the part of the former agents, six agents they spoke with, that refused to be named. In late 2009, the ATF was alerted to suspicious buys at seven gun shops in the Phoenix area. Suspicious because the buyers paid cash, sometimes brought in paper bags, and they purchased classic weapons of choice used by Mexican drug traffickers, semi-automatic versions of military-type rifles and pistols. Sources tell CBS News that several gun shops wanted to stop the questionable sales, but the ATF encouraged them to continue. Jaime Avila was one of the suspected buyers. ATF put him in its suspect database in January of 2010. For the next year, ATF watched as Avila and other suspects bought huge quantities of weapons, supposedly for personal use. They included 575 AK-47 type semi-automatic rifles.
That's a lot of guns.
That's enough to keep a small Caribbean nation's entire military in stock.
ATF managers allegedly made a controversial decision, allow most of the weapons onto the streets. The idea, they said, was to gather intelligence and see where the guns ended up. Insiders say it's a dangerous tactic called letting the guns walk. One agent called the strategy insane. Another said, "We were fully aware the guns would probably be moved across the border to drug cartels where they could be used to kill." On the phone, one Project Gunrunner source, who didn't want to be identified, told us just how many guns flooded the black market under the ATF's watchful eye. He said the numbers are over 2,500 on that case, by the way. That one case. How many others?
I don't know.
But that's
how could you know?
Yeah, that's how many guns were sold, he says, including some, or she, we don't know, including some 50 calibers that they let walk. Now, 50-caliber weapons are fearsome. For months, ATF agents followed 50-caliber Barrett rifles and other guns, believed headed for the Mexican border, but were ordered to let them go. One distraught agent was overheard on ATF radios begging and pleading to be allowed to intercept transports. The answer? Negative. Stand down. CBS News has been told at least 11 ATF agents and senior managers voiced fierce opposition to this strategy. "It got ugly," said one. "There was screaming and yelling," says another. A third warned, "This is crazy. Somebody is going to get killed."
Have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Reservoir Dogs, you got this guy who is imitating, you have police undercover infiltrating like gang, some kind of criminal organization. Mm-hmm. And eventually it gets to the point where, you know, someone has to shoot a cop or something like that.
Right.
And that's what this makes me think of, is in order to play the role, they have to be the evil thing that they're fighting. And how long do they put up that ruse, and then how much damage do they do in the process? Mm-hmm. I won't make the correlation of people doing politics for the sake of promoting liberty right now, but that's the, or too late, already did. But that's what it makes me think of, is they're having to play the role and be the evil thing for a while.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231.
Am I getting this wrong? From what Dale's saying here, it's just the ATF doing what's right, which is letting people buy guns if they want to buy guns, right?
Well, let's come back and talk about that. I mean, that's...
I was getting the impression, and maybe this is my fault, not getting it right, but that they were involved in the trafficking somewhat.
We'll come back with more here in moments at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The RimmerDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. RimmerDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. RimmerDealers.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including listening options. We've got them. Dial-up version and broadband versions of the show on internet streaming, available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live, you'll be able to hear it at listen.freetalklive.com and get information about the 94 great radio stations that carry the show, our satellite listening options like XM and our free-to-air satellite channel, webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. It's all there, and go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
It's the shirt that you use most, the white dress shirt, and Paul Frederick has it for you, an athletic, trim, big and tall, for $19.95. Guys, you know, if you've tried to find a shirt that fits, and you've tried to find it cheaply, that, well, you know, if you go to those discount stores, they've always got shirts that the neck is too tight, the sleeves are too short, the waist is too big, whatever. You can get one that fits. You can get it more than 55 sleeve, fit, and collar combinations with free monogramming. And the fact is, you know, a monogram shirt, it just gives a little something extra. Go to 1995shirt.com. Use promo code TUCK, T-U-C-K, at 1995shirt.com. Limited time offer, and take advantage of it now. 1995shirt.com, promo code TUCK.
So I'm not entirely disconnected from the news. I may not be the most plugged-in individual, but I'm surprised. I didn't hear about this gun-walking thing until I just happened to see something on one of the news sites, and it was an updated story on this. The one I'm sharing with you here tonight is kind of the basic overview. Since this piece has come out, ATF agents have decided to begin cooperating in some sort of an investigation.
I had heard that some guns that were in some way or another connected to the ATF were used in some murders. I didn't know anything else.
So basically what's going on is there were some transactions, some purchases at gun shops in the southern area of the country where it basically set off some flags. You know, there are certain rules that these gun shop owners, they have to follow in order to get their federal firearms license. And one of those rules is reporting what they consider to be suspicious transactions. And so when people who were ordering guns with certain parameters,
buying 2,500 AK-47s and with bags, paper bags full of money.
Yeah, when things like that happen.
I don't see what the problem is.
The gun store.
I did that the other day. Am I going to get in trouble? Is I going to bring it?
Apparently not.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you will because you live up north, and that might be suspicious. But apparently, those guns being sold down the southern border, the ATF.
You know, those Canadians that are hoarding our guns and stuff.
So what they wanted to do, the idea was the ATF. The claim, I think this is their excuse for just being lazy. Really, the claim is that they just wanted to let the guns walk, so they could see where they ended up. Yeah, we got like to investigate further and to
kind of like tagging sharks.
I have to agree with Mark at this point. I mean, it sounds good that they're not being tyrannical about the gun purchases.
Right. I don't think the ATF's responsible for people dying on guns that they allowed to be purchased in a country where the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
I would agree with you, Mark, that they are not responsible. And that's going to be why no one actually ends up getting in trouble for any of this. The point in bringing this up is to show the massive incompetence of these government bureaucrats or the massive laziness of them. I mean, I agree with you. I think that the guns should be sold to whomever would like to buy them, as long as they're paying and their cash is real and you know their credit card's clear or whatever. I think that they should be able to buy, and whoever wants to sell should sell, and I totally believe in freedom. But I just think it's interesting to look at how the government behaves in a case like this, where their government bureaucrats, because we talk about corruption a lot on this program, where their bureaucrats are tasked with doing something. I mean, the ATF's task is to keep the guns out of the hands of the so-called bad guys, right? And they knew about this, kind of like how some government agencies knew about, you know, the 9/11 thing, and they knew about this, and they knew about that, and they didn't do anything. They were informed in advance, had the opportunity to do something about it, and they did nothing. So I just think it's very instructive to look at this and talk about, well, look, what is going to happen? There's a so-called investigation. Some whistleblowers are now who previously had not wanted to be revealed. Maybe they are revealing themselves. They are coming out and saying, you know, something should have been done, and they didn't do anything, and I'm going to point this out. Okay, so they're going to investigate, and they're going to come back, and they're going to likely issue a memo. Like, this is probably the worst that's going to happen. Some top dog is going to take some heat. Some ATF hotshot administrator is going to take some heat, maybe get demoted a couple pegs, to, you know, first sergeant, or I don't know what their organization's ranks are there, but, you know, take him down from administrator to supervisor. Oh, you know, he's been a very bad boy, but we're not going to fire him. We're just going to give him this letter of shame, and we'll send a memo out to the rest of the department letting them know that this is an unacceptable policy and that from now on you should definitely begin intervening in these matters. Case closed. Because the government doesn't have an obligation to do what they say. The ATF says that it's their job to interdict in certain firearms transactions, to prevent people from getting the criminal types from getting their hands on firearms. But if they don't do that, well, there's nothing you can really do about it. If they're not operating to your specifications, like some people complain about the Border Patrol not catching enough immigrants, or the, you know, you fill in the blank, whoever's not right. doing their job enough.
You pick a government agency, and it's not too difficult to figure out how poorly they're doing their job.
Exactly. So that's another point to make here, but give you a little more detail on what happened with these guns. Remember, thousands of guns allegedly crossing the border, allegedly going into the hands of drug cartels, the government guys just sitting back and saying, let's just see what happens. Sure enough, the weapons...
And, like, you know, all the news is, and even all the government agencies are making hay about all the danger that's going on the border with drug cartels, but yeah. They're still letting it go.
Sure enough, the weapons soon began surfacing at crime scenes in Mexico. Dozens of them, sources say, including shootouts with government officials. One agent argued with a superior, asking, are you prepared to go to the funeral of a federal officer killed with one of these guns? Another said, every time there was a shooting near the border, we would all hold our breath, hoping it wasn't one of our guns. Then, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was murdered. Serial numbers on the two assault rifles found at the scene matched two rifles the ATF watched Jaime Avila buy in Phoenix nearly a year before. Officials won't answer whether the bullet that killed Terry came from one of those rifles, but the nightmare had come true. Walked guns turned up at a federal agent's murder. So it's exactly what you were saying before, Dale. The idea that you know, these are some of the things that go down, and if they allow these things to happen, they shouldn't be surprised if somebody turns up dead. Now, the Border Patrol agent, again, was found. You feel for the parents, one ATF veteran told us. Hours after Agent Terry was gunned down, the ATF finally arrested Avila. They've since indicted 34 suspected gunrunners in the same group, but the indictment makes no mention of Terry's murder, and no one is charged with his death. Well, I mean, why would they be? There's no evidence that the people that bought the guns were the ones that actually did the killing. Kent Terry said of his brother, he'd want them to tell the truth. That's one thing my brother didn't like, was a liar, and that's what he'd want. He'd want the truth. In a letter, the Justice Department, which oversees the ATF, says the agency has never knowingly allowed the sale of assault weapons to suspected gun runners. So that's the official line.
It's obvious. It's an obvious stupid lie.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if it comes out that they've allowed it hundreds of times, nothing will change.
Thousands of times. I mean, you're going to get a charge for every count. Every rifle is a count.
There's more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything by dialing in a toll-free number. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features for free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. There's not too many places in this world that you can get 99% off of list price, but you can do it at memorydealers.com with their optical transceivers. Go check them out. They're in stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's at memorydealers.com.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right, going into your phone calls here, you can talk about anything you'd like. We were discussing the ATF and how it is that government bureaucracy is in no way responsible for anything that it does or doesn't do. And we can come back and maybe comment a little further on that. Plus, the DEA is in the news. We'll talk about another triple-letter alphabet agency from the federal government and what sort of stupid crap they're up to these days. Let's first go to Tax Cheat, calling from Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in and say that I'm happy to report that I did not report all my income to the government this year, and I guess I so-called cheated on my taxes.
Why would you use that phrase? I mean, why would you use that term, tax cheat? You haven't cheated anything.
Well, you're right. I agree with that. I, that's just just a term that people want to say, and it's a little bit of sarcasm, I suppose.
Right. It's like the idea is that let's say you got held up by a robber at gunpoint, and I'm going to turn you down just a little bit there because you're moving around or whatever. But let's say you get held up by a robber at gunpoint. He says, "Give me your money." And you take out your wallet, you open it up to show him, you pull out, you know, whatever cash is in there, and you hand it over.
But you got a $100 bill, fold it up, and you slide it in the side of the wallet. I used to keep a spare.
Or it's in your belt or whatever. You know, it's in your shoe or something like that. You have some cash on you in another place. And you don't show the robber that money. Have you cheated the robber? So.
Well, I suppose you could use that term, but I understand your point. I just my point is I'm happy to say that last year I did kind of the same thing, but this year I did even more, and so hiding as much income as possible. And,
so is it possible without getting you in any kind of trouble? And I'm not looking for that at all. Is it possible to tell other people so that they might benefit off of this information? Do you work on the side? Do you do detail cars or something like that? And you can make this like second job and you keep that income or what?
Yeah, basically, it's all my income is self-employment income. So I get 1099 forms, and I just didn't report all of my 1099s. I guess the IRS supposedly has copies of all of them, but I don't know. I guess I'm risking something by not going out there all.
Yeah, I'd say you are.
I get those things. By the way, I get those 1099 things for whatever reason. A lot of these companies want to. I guess they want to get tax information before they'll cut us a check to buy advertising. I don't understand it.
It is because they, in order to write off the expense, they have to file that. That's it. And they're playing the game.
Yeah.
So they're jumping through all the hoops.
So they're essentially acting as a big time snitch.
And that's
for
how they are. They're snitching in order to get not pay the taxes on that money as income. They have to have it as an expense, and so they're. It's a great racket the way they have it set it up for everyone. You have to snitch on everyone else if you're going to play their game. So
right, it is the system, but it is snitching. I mean, let's acknowledge that it's institutionalized snitching.
I don't know that it is. I mean, the fact is, if you want to operate
reporting on people,
you want to operate a business in today's society.
You have to be a snitch.
The whole thing. It's institutionally.
That's what I just said.
Designed.
Institutionalized.
I don't think that it's snitching though. I really don't.
Well,
here's the reason.
It is in the most technical sense snitching, but I also think that it's I can't blame them for it.
Right. I have to bear the tax liability if I don't do it. And so, therefore, I'm not doing any. Snitching is something that is wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong by trying to keep as much of my money as possible.
So is the snitch not doing anything wrong by reporting out his drug dealer to get out of some criminal charges?
I'm trying to. That's my money.
Okay. And so that doesn't matter.
If you don't want to do business with companies that have 1099s, you can refuse that business. That's something you can choose to do.
I see what you're saying there. That's a good point. So, tax cheat. Any other thoughts?
I went into business with these people knowing that that's part of what they're going to do, and I don't begrudge them for sending that information in. That's kind of the agreement, I guess, when I signed up to do work for them. Another thought is I was at a Tea Party rally this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's really interesting. I'm starting to see anti-libertarian messages. We had a lot of protesters there for the pro-government union people in Wisconsin. And now I don't know if it's because of the anti-Coke bashing that's been going on, and that they've come out and people have said they're libertarian. So now people are writing on signs at protests like libertarian economics causes depression and global collapse. And I just never had seen that before. Usually it's anti-Republican or anti-conservative messaging.
It must be some kind of acknowledgement of success, right? I mean, because they wouldn't come out and hold signs against your message if it wasn't resonating.
Right, and I consider myself more of a voluntarist than anything, but it is interesting now that the left has picked up on that term, like libertarianism, and has now seen it as let's go and bash that too. it was funny, they had a guy with a megaphone, and he was talking to everybody, one of the pro-union government people, and he was saying, we all pay taxes here, right? Everybody pays taxes. And I go, I don't. Well, you know, and in a way, I don't pay as much as everybody else, but
sure.
You're
making a statement.
It was just funny to hear the reaction. You go, oh, everybody ought to pay taxes, and this is a younger guy. He's a public school teacher. He's like, it's our duty to pay taxes.
Oh gosh, despicable.
That's my thoughts, but I...
Thanks for the call tonight, Judah. I appreciate it. Yep, see you at Porkfest. Sounds good.
You know what this reminds...
800-259-9231.
Yeah, get that number out there for more callers. But that what this reminded me of was that we were writing taxation equals theft, taxation equals extortion with chalk in front of City Hall.
Oh.
And a lady came up, and this caused her to engage in conversation. Of course, she was saying, you know, talking about everyone, she called this greed.
What, right? The idea that you didn't want to be taxed as greedy?
It's not just that I don't want to be taxed. I don't want other people to be taxed either. But you're addressing exactly the point, right? Mm-hmm. The idea that I don't want to pay my taxes is the thought, and now I'm greedy because I don't. And she starts pointing at the park that's right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at this park. I don't mind contributing to that.
It's a pretty park. Feel free.
You know, so what we had to convey is that, look, all this stuff, you're assuming it would not be here if not for taxes. That's the only way we can have public parks. It's the only way we can have public parks and sidewalks and roads. All this, the only way is through taxes. I don't believe that, first of all. Secondly, there's this notion of greed, and I find that a fascinating subject to call it greed if you think that taxation is theft. Because I don't want others to pay taxes either.
The idea that if you want to keep your money, you're greedy. But if you want to give away other people's money, you're generous. I mean, what kind of bass ackwards crazy thought?
Well, not
is
only
that,
but here's what it's based on. When she talks about forced taxation, violent threat of violence imposed, extraction of money, supposedly for the sake of everyone contributing. This is people who are terribly afraid of a free rider. You'll hear the free rider problem a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea that someone might get something for free and not have to contribute their fair share. That sounds very greedy to me.
That's a great point. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control the airwaves. 800-259-9231. More about greed here in a moment. Let's continue that discussion. Also, again, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features, if you would like to help support the fact that they're free, you can voluntarily become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to do that, to learn more about the AMP program. AMP standing for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa, MasterCard right on the website, and we will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So go and get the details and get signed up. Get the perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum and podcast and more. All of it is at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Maybe a few more thoughts on greed before we get right back into your phone calls. Apparently, Dale, you were one of the people engaging in chalking the front of City Hall, I guess the front walkway up to City Hall here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I was being asked about that this morning, actually, when I was at City Hall, because every Monday morning, Tuesday and Wednesday morning, we have activists go and do Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach. I think we've got somebody doing Thursdays as well, but you know, it's not really centrally organized to any large extent. But I'm there every Monday morning doing this outreach, and of course that means that I see every single government bureaucrat that comes to work, because that's where we're at. We're in essentially the city building in downtown. And one of the government bureaucrats that we have kind of this conversational nature with is the, I guess, the repairman guy, the janitor, essentially. And he's the guy who usually gets tasked with cleaning up things. And so he came to me this morning and was griping about the chalking. And as though I could do something about it, you know, I told him, look, I didn't even know, I mean, I heard about it, but
it was actually a new mover that just spontaneously said he was going to do it, and it just kind of invited me along, so I said, sure, I'll come help.
No, I didn't know.
We're not that organized. A lot of people don't realize it. At least not for a lot of things.
I did see that there was a notice that went out about it, like over Keene 411. It wasn't signed, so I had no idea who was putting it together.
I think that was me that put out that.
Yeah, and so, you know, this is what I told the guy. Look, it wasn't me, and I don't know who did it, so, but I can appreciate that you don't like doing the work to clean it up. I understand. That's what he, essentially where he was coming from, was he was upset that he had to clean this up. And I said, you know, you could just leave it there and let the rain wash it away. It is chalk. Because at the same time, he was also complaining about having to clean up real graffiti on the YMCA building. And he said he made clear that he knows that we didn't do the real graffiti.
Right.
We, meaning the liberty activists here. But nonetheless, you know, he's upset that he has to spend his time doing these things. And he claimed that, no, he can't just not clean it up because they're going to want him to. Right. Like, he's expected to clean up the chalking that
maybe
is done.
Maybe come up with a system of graffitiing that's very easy to clean up.
Chalking's pretty easy to clean up. You just, you know, put a hose together and just...
That's what I was going to say. I think, you know, just maybe with a little pressure tip on it or something.
Yeah, it wouldn't take a whole lot.
A little nozzle.
I think your standard $7 nozzle would...
You must not like it.
Anyway, just I figured I'd pass that on since I found out who it was. I doubt there are any consequences that will be in stow for you, but nonetheless.
I did it. Yeah. So, I'm a fairly public person. I've been chalking. I had a policeman pull up while I was in Central Square. We were chalking Thoreau's Civil Disobedience. This was some time back. We were chalking it all over Central Square.
Does he have to clean that up, too? I wonder.
I don't know. But the policeman came out and just said, oh, you guys aren't writing profanity or anything on you. And we're like, no, it's Thoreau's Civil Disobedience. He didn't know what that was, but, but he understood that it was, you know, literature and not profanity or anything. And he's like, okay. And he got back in his car and went off.
Yeah, I love it. I think talking's great because...
So I'm not terribly worried that I'm going to get... That someone's going to show up at my door. You know, you chalked on the sidewalk in front of City Hall. No. I was doing it out in public in the middle of the afternoon, so...
Yeah, and that's there was a conversation, at least one that came up, with a lady who accused you of being... Because you think taxation is theft... you must be just this greedy scumbag who just wants to keep every single dime you ever earn and never give anything to anybody for any reason. Because
I do give it to people for different reasons. I do it on my own volition, and I do it for things that I morally approve of and that I think are effective.
What would that person think if she found out that you were a member of volunteering?
I did. I told her that, actually. I thought it was a relevant thing to say because she was accusing me of being greedy.
Yeah.
And I said, I actually have a big issue with all the corporate greed that uses the government for violence. To get special, all sorts of mass, I mean, overwhelming the amount of money that they are benefiting. They are basically gaining through violence that they purchase from the government. And there's all kinds of greed that's being done through the government, including the taxation of people, and including a lot of times it may be your motives might be very good, but the fact is you could contribute to those things. She could contribute to a park. She could convince other people to contribute to a park, but what she wants is to make sure that someone doesn't benefit from that park for free. That she doesn't want a free rider, and I think it's very greedy. And in fact, I had a personal friend who identifies as a communist. He uses the word to describe himself, and I had a talk with him about that, about charity instead of government institutions for all this stuff. And he said, no, everyone should have to pay into it,
but
no charity.
That's the point, though, is that the bums that may go out and sleep in the park or whatever, they're not paying for it. You know,
right.
So you've already got a free rider problem. The problem is people that make money and want to ride for free or whatever, and that's just pointless. The fact is, a park should be there in order to attract people to a particular area. Mm-hmm. For whatever it is that they may want to do there, and that's it's really kind of silly. Look, the fact is, you could solve this problem very easily if on people's property tax form they had the option of opting out of paying for the park, and as a result, you know, maybe you'd make it so they can't go in or whatever. I don't know.
Well, that's a relatively difficult
station. You know what? If it's a really big problem, station guards.
You know, it's a good point though, Mark. What this does make me think of, and I was thinking about this through the break, is and this is something I thought about with her too. I didn't have time to go into every possible scenario to explain to her why her notions were really screwed up. But like as a proof of concept, I would love the opportunity to say, look. And I will do this. I would be thrilled for this opportunity. There's no way they're going to give it to me. But let me out of my property taxes. It's over like, you know, it's like, you know, what they, like the house I'm looking into buying, it's like over $5,000 a year. Let me take that amount of money. You can monitor it. This is just proof of concept. I'm not saying this is the way it should be done, but just as a test, let me let me contribute that to things that I believe in. And you can put some reasonable restrictions, like, you know, it's not a for-profit, that it's actually something that's, you know, that's the same idea as the public works.
Things would instantly get better.
Things that would benefit people that would not have, like, a direct benefit to me personally, obviously, because that's not the point. But that, you know, let me donate to things that I believe in, educational programs that I believe in. You know, let me contribute to education because I do think that's important, but I don't want to contribute to education that I consider to be child abuse, i.e. the government schools. I don't want to contribute to, I want to contribute to education that I think is effective. Let me contribute to public parks that I like and things like that. And I will show you. No, it's not greed. It's that I think your system sucks. How's that?
I think that would be great. If people could make those decisions, everything would get so much better. I mean, these people are, the people you're talking about, they're so obsessed with keeping things status quo, even though they know there are problems, even though will admit that there are major issues with how the government spends money and that they would prefer that the government be spending it over here versus over there. Or, you know, they don't like the war, but they like this, but they like, you know, everybody's got their opinion about how government's tax dollars, money they've taken from us by threat of violence, should be spent. And what you're proposing, Dale, actually allows those people to exercise their opinions. It allows them to fund whatever it is
that
they think is
important. But not over other people's money, and then they're not going to be happy with that. Because they want to exercise their opinions over other people's money.
Over other people, and that's a control freak thing.
Right. They want other people's money. It is greed-motivated.
You know, it's kind of funny. Everybody has a problem with the budget in some way, shape, or form, but they want everyone to have to pay into it because they like something about the budget in some way, shape, or form.
That's right.
Money's fungible. So if you advocate the system as it exists today, you're advocating that somebody pay a little bit to everything or everything of one thing. So if you, for instance, dislike war, then you shouldn't support the governmental system because the government's all about war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, your money, if you pay in, goes to, it's money's fungible. So, you know, if there's a whole bunch of little line items, the one that you don't like, you could just as easily assign your money to the one you don't like as the one you do like. This is an organization that steals money from people. And by steals, I mean threatens to throw them into cages or steal their homes from them if they don't pay. Couldn't we come up with something better? That's all I'm saying. Couldn't we come up with something better where people could voluntarily choose to opt in?
Violent means brings violent ends, and the idea that these people believe that they can have good things come out of all of this violence, all of the threats, is just so crazy.
Yep. We're going to have peace by finally getting people to shut up about our violent way of extracting money from them.
So
that's what it is. Yeah, I mean, that's what peace is to these peaceniks, these people with the peace bumper stickers and the peace symbols on their cars.
Yeah.
Their peace symbol means shut up and do what I tell you.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is next. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. News about the DEA coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.